With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Basalt voters have passed a measure that sets the town's property tax rate at its current 5.9%. Kristen Kay has more.
Town manager Ryan Mahoney says he's ready to look forward after last night's election.
The most exciting part for all of us, staff and council, I think, is just that we can keep our service level.
Without the passage of 3A, the town stood to lose about $700,000 a year from its budget. The road to ballot issue 3A started earlier this year when Basalt discovered that it might have violated Colorado's Taxpayers' Bill of Rights, or Tabor Amendment, by raising its property tax rate without asking voters. 3A also says the town can adjust the rate without going to the voters, as long as it doesn't exceed 5.9. Kristen Kay, Aspen Public Radio News.
Voters throughout the Roaring Fork Valley overwhelmingly approved cigarette and tobacco taxes last night. Craig Kopp has more on that.
Pitkin County and Eagle County approved an eventual $4 a pack tax on cigarettes and a 40% tax increase on other tobacco products. The city of Glenwood Springs voted to do the same thing. The Pitkin County Commission Chair Greg Poschman said he was surprised that all the tobacco taxes in the area passed by such wide margins.
This tells me that we're all on the right track, and that the region is going to be working together. I don't think any of our communities in this region of Colorado like being the area with the highest incidence of vaping and nicotine use.
Money raised by all the cigarette and tobacco taxes will be used to help fund tobacco cessation programs, education to prevent smoking, and other mental health programs. I'm Craig Kopp, Aspen Public Radio News.
Colorado voters have soundly rejected Proposition CC, which would have let the state legislator keep money that would otherwise be refunded to taxpayers. Scott Franz has more.
The ballot question sparked a battle between lawmakers who sought more funding for transportation and education and residents who think government spending should continue to be limited. Michael Fields was one of the most vocal opponents of Prop CC. He celebrated its failure with conservative lawmakers at a tavern in Denver.
I think there was a overreach that happened at the legislature. They wanted more money. They wanted to grow government. And I think the voters said no thanks, and by a pretty significant margin. I think we thought it was going to be pretty close, and it is a bigger margin than we thought.
Governor Jared Polis and other top Democrats supported Prop CC along with more than 90 organizations. It would have generated an estimated $300 million for road projects and education next year. I'm Scott Franz.
A ballot proposal to set up a new regulated sports betting market in Colorado remains too close to call. Voters in yesterday's statewide election are split on Proposition DD, which seeks to use gambling tax revenue to fund the state's four-year-old water plan. KUNC's Luke Runyon has more.
Prop DD asked voters to allow existing casinos in the state to start taking bets on sports in order to pay for programs in the Colorado Water Plan. The plan passed in 2015 to address the state's growing gap between water supplies and demands. The measure earned the support of a broad coalition of recreational, environmental, agricultural, and municipal water users, as well as casino and gaming interests. The close vote comes even though the measure lacked a well-funded, organized opposition. The only registered opponent was Fort Collins-based Coloradans for Climate Justice. The Supreme Court in 2018 gave states the ability to legalize and tax sports betting. Since then, 17 other states have legalized some form of sports gambling. I'm Luke Runyon.
The Roaring Fork School District's Board of Education has three seats open, one in District B, C, and D. Districts B and C seats were uncontested. Natalie Torres is now representing District B, and Maureen Stepp won District C. But District D is still unconfirmed. The two top candidates are Jasmine Ramirez and incumbent Shane Larson. As of this morning, Shane Larson has 38.22% of the vote. Ramirez has 38.10%. Only a 7-vote difference. Pickens and Garfield counties are completed, but Eagle County says they still have about 1,000 ballots to count, and those results will be updated shortly after 9 a.m. In other quick results, Garfield County Issue 6A, which would raise the library's district mill levy, passed with 52% of the vote. In Picken County, Issue 6A to extend Aspen Valley Hospital's district property tax passed with 73% of the votes. Aspen School Board candidates Katie Frisch and Jonathan Nickel have won both seats on the Board of Education. And ballot Issue 7A to enlarge Colorado Mountain College District passed with nearly 78% of the vote. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.